You're listening to Time Faction at War, Episode 3. Thank you for listening, and find the next episode wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Enjoy the show. This episode contains scenes of violence. Listener discretion is advised. The ASA had been working on a weapon of mass destruction. A long time ago, a brave group of astronauts took the first manned mission to Mars, changing the world forever. Everyone looked up to them, especially to a boy named Chase, who was on that mission. In the 2040s, Chase also partook in a mission to colonize the moon. Once a system had been established up there, the settlement was named after him, Chaseville. The USA was proud to have civilians eventually living up there by the 2050s, as they were the only nation who had done it so far. This, of course, was just when the Second Revolutionary War split the nation in two. Because the Allied States overall won this war, claiming the most territory, Chaseville went under their control. Ever since it became part of the Allied States, it also became a stronghold for the military. Satellite station defenses were a dying concept, as the real weaponry was now on the moon. Further, the ASA had been working for years on a project that could wreak mass destruction. They had built a laser-based weapon on the moon's surface that would fire towards the Earth at their desired location. It was limited, of course, as the weapon would have to align with its target based on the phase of the moon and the rotation cycle. It was able to move several miles vertically or horizontally, but there were only certain times of the year in which the ASA could fire on their enemies if needed and if the rotation cycle allowed. The time frame in which the provinces would be in its line of fire was approaching, which worried President Huxley.
Ladies and gentlemen, the status of the war against the states appears to be mostly in our favor. There is a new threat on our horizon, quite literally. As you know, the states have completed a weapon capable of mass destruction, one able to wipe out entire cities in seconds. If you look at the display here, you'll see the phases of the moon. On September 25th, as indicated, this is the first day of its rotation cycle that the weapon has potential to strike our nation. If our astronomers have calculated correctly, this weapon is faced to fire on our nation, with its epicenter just 10 miles away from Bangor, Acadia, a military stronghold, as well as a populous city. We do not know how far the damage can go, but we cannot assume that it couldn't affect New Boston as well. The whole New England area could be at risk for this weapon's potential strike. On September 13th, the weapon will be able to strike near Atlanta. Now that the weapon is complete, we cannot risk the fact that they may use it against us. We would perform another infiltration procedure into their system to shut off the weapon, but that would only be a temporary solution. If they weren't planning on using it before that, we would have fixed what wasn't broken, creating more risk of them using it against us. This is why we need a team to travel up there and destroy it. The best way of doing so is using time travel devices capable of location teleportation. Our small handheld devices used for emergency getaways are not capable of traveling distances that far. So, we will provide larger, more powerful devices for our agents. Elijah, Mary Ann, you will partake in this dangerous mission, as you are both adept and ready to take the next step in liberating the states. Of course, you will be accompanied by two other specially trained strategists, Brandon and Rose, who have already been briefed.
Oh my goodness! Hey, you guys!
Apparently, she already knew them. You know, now that I think about it, I think she had mentioned them a few times before. They walked in the room, very nicely dressed. Dressed as if they were secret agents at a fancy party. Although both of them looked very fit and committed to serving, both had a pleasant smile on their faces.
I'm so glad to be here, and it is an honor to serve on this mission with you. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Rose. Thank you, Mr. President, for selecting us to work with you.
Why, of course. You two are my top agents, and I'd rather have no one else. Now, I know you two already know Mary Ann, as you have worked with her before, but allow me to introduce to you Elijah.
Hey.
Hello.
The legend himself. We've heard and seen so much about you. It's great to finally meet you.
It's great to meet you both.
We already know and love Marianne, and we can't wait to get to know you as well. Welcome to the family.
Thanks, guys. That's all I needed you for. You're free to go.
Thanks, Mr. President.
Say, how about we go out and meet somewhere? It'll be on us.
Brandon, Rose, Marianne, and I all went to a nice bistro in town together. We shared good laughs, old stories, good and bad. And really our life stories. Well, for the most part. Marianne had kept quiet about hers during the time I knew her, especially about her parents. And I could especially tell tonight that something had stirred her heart. Oh, hey.
Hey, can I talk to you?
Of course. I'm always here to listen. What's up?
It's about my parents. It was wrong of me to hide this part of my life from you. You meeting Brandon and Rose reminded me of that and placed a burden on my shoulders.
Marianne, you're never obligated to tell me anything that you don't feel comfortable talking about. I never want to pry.
I know, but it's unfair for you for me to hide a very important part of my life like that, especially hiding it from you. I don't tell hardly anyone, but it's time you know.
Well, you have my undivided attention.
Almost 2 years ago, my parents decided to go explore Southern Magnolia. Ever heard of Zone S?
I want to say I've heard of that before.
It is a zone located in parts of Mexico and the southernmost point of Magnolia. The Gulf of America became extremely toxic due to failed experiments and a submerged city full of pollutants. Some of the land around it became uninhabitable as the air was toxic and the ozone layer dissolved, leaving the land scorched. However, there were also many mysteries in this part of Magnolia waiting to be discovered. My parents went out there with protective suits and all sorts of gear to survey the soil, water, and air to see if it would soon become habitable again. After 2 weeks of being there, they went completely dark. I began to worry when they had gone a whole day without messaging me. I tried calling them multiple times every day, but they never responded, and neither could I locate them. The police tried to go out and search for them, but they were unsuccessful. There I was in the Appalachian Mountains, all alone for weeks, hoping they would at any minute walk back in the door. I waited, but they never came.
Oh, Marianne. I'm so sorry.
That's how I ended up here working for the WPA in New Boston. I had to drop out of high school to be able to work. I had no other option but to find a job and make a life for myself. That's also what I find so attractive about you. Our stories are so similar.
Thank you for sharing that with me. I'm always here for you, Marianne. And I'm so glad we know each other.
I know they're still out there. I feel it. And one day, I'm gonna bring them home.
Thank you for being here today. Our top war strategists have come up with a plan for infiltration into their weapon base to destroy the laser. We have the exact coordinates of the initial site where you will teleport. You will be given silenced weapons, which you hopefully will not have to use. The most complicated part of the mission will be to plant explosives all over the weapon. For this portion of the mission, you will need spacesuits since you will be exposed to the open surface. Chaseville and most of the military base is under a dome that provides a habitable atmosphere and comfortable gravity level. This weapon is just on the outside of it. So, here in these bags are all you will need. Each of you will be given 5 explosives, so you'll be planting a total of 20. Make sure they are evenly spaced out and that you are back here before they detonate. The explosions should not destroy the dome that contains civilians in it, so it should only damage the laser beyond repair. Tomorrow you will meet at the WPA courtyard in the Center City Plaza at 8:00 sharp. Thank you, and be on your way.
After the president's briefing, Marianne and I headed back to the WPA facility, where we met Brandon and Rose for a brief low-gravity training. We were put in a room where the gravity was lowered so that it could simulate us walking on the moon. It was pretty fun, and in the end, it made me feel so much better about the mission. And with this opportunity, I knew that us four would be a fabulous squad.
Time travel teleportation device connected. Compliance with the Corona Regulation Act is required at all times.
Hey, I guess you beat me this morning.
Yep, you gotta be faster than that.
Welcome, guys. Are you ready for this?
Well, I don't know about them, but I sure am.
I wish you the best of luck. Remember, get in there, plant the bombs on the weapon, set the timer, and hurry out of there. Avoid casualties if at all possible. We will be eagerly awaiting your return.
All right, let's do this. Devices ready? Make the jump.
Is everyone okay?
Yeah.
All good. Okay, we're in section D3 of the complex. If we head left, we should be at the edge of the building as well as the dome. There should be an airlocked exit to the right that will lead to the weapon on the open surface. A tenth of a mile down this hall, we will be at risk for exposure to the ASA. Let's proceed with caution.
So far, everything was going according to the plan. The hall we were walking in made our footsteps echo. We could also hear a slight rumbling, which made everything more ominous. We could see a brighter light at the end of the hall, but as we walked towards it, it seemed as if we were getting nowhere. Were we really on the moon? It sure didn't feel like it. When we approached the end of the hall, we could hear chattering footsteps to the right of us.
There should be a doorway 30 feet to our right. That's where we exit the complex.
I peered around the corner to see one person walking in the opposite direction. I could also see a big metal door with two hexagonal windows beside it. I couldn't see anything out of them yet because of the angle we were at. Rose scanned around us to make sure the coast was clear. However, once we began to creep towards the exit, we heard a crowd of people coming from another hallway parallel to us and across from the exit door. We quickly ran back to the hall we came from and rushed into the janitorial closet, silently closing it as quickly as possible. This is too close.
Shh. Yeah, let me know how the test goes.
No, I know for sure.
Every time we thought we were in the clear to go back out, somebody else would walk by. This went on for a while. It had been almost 2 hours, and there were still people directly outside the janitorial closet. We were all dripping sweat. Marianne was heavily breathing and was beginning to feel dizzy. We needed to get out of there. Brandon had contacted those in the WPA Plaza, letting them know of our status. We had almost decided to abort the mission when all of a sudden a bell chimed over the intercom. Lunch break. I think they're leaving.
I think we're clear.
Fresh air.
Yeah. We're okay.
All right, guys. Helmets on. Let's go.
Pressurizing.
It's hard, guys, but we need to focus. If we win this war, I'm sure there will be plenty of opportunities to come back here on a much happier occasion.
We all followed Brandon as he led us out onto the moon's surface. Now we could see our objective. A huge cylindrical metal object at least a quarter mile tall and 100 yards wide was on a massive track of metal that went vertically and horizontally. This intimidating piece of technology did, indeed, look as if it was capable of mass destruction. We quickly leaped over the dunes to get to the weapon. Everything's going smoothly so far, thankfully.
Everyone, grab your explosives. It's time to plant these bad boys.
Alright, so since there are four of us, let's equally spread out and place the explosives on the weapon in our locations.
Wills, you disabled all the cameras, right?
Yeah, why?
Including that one?
We didn't detect any cameras outside. Guys, we should hurry up.
All right, guys, let's hurry this up. Grappling hooks ready?
Charges placed. Let's get... Oh no.
Guys, there are people coming. We need to go now.
Whoa! They're shooting at us! Cut your tethers! Oh.
Everybody come to me. We're making the jump.
Congratulations, team. Excellent work. I'm so incredibly proud of you.
We had done it. We blew up a space weapon. I relaxed my muscles and sighed a breath of relief. The smile on President Huxley's face was huge, the biggest I had ever seen. We had just saved millions of lives and were even closer to winning this war. It hadn't gone on for long, but we were all hoping for a quick and clean end to the WCO. And we were on the right path.